I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Have you ever wondered what separates our world from the world of the unknown? What lies just beyond the corner of your eye, in the chill that sometimes creeps through your bones late at night? Imagine living in a house that's supposed to be your safe place, only to find out you're not alone, not in the way you think. Tonight, we explore a story where the ordinary collides with the extraordinary, and familiar walls become silent witnesses to the supernatural. Welcome to episode 2 of the second season of True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. I'm Mark, your guide through the shadows, and tonight we're diving deep into the eerie true account titled The Ghost on Dimasalang Street, written by Gerilyn Cadiz and featured in book 2 of the legendary True Philippine Ghost Stories series, pages 9 to 15. Let's set the tone. Picture a humid, sleepless night. The room is quiet, except for the occasional hum of a distant tricycle passing through Clarin's busy streets. The paint on the walls is fresh. The house is new, untouched by the years, or so you believe. But sometimes, even the newest places carry the oldest secrets. There's a presence in the air, unseen, but felt. Is it just your imagination, or does something truly linger in the darkness? Filipino folklore is filled with stories about thin boundaries between our world and the spirit realm. From the aswang of old villages to the white ladies haunting city highways, these tales are passed down from generation to generation. They're more than just bedtime stories. They reflect our deepest fears and our hope for understanding what happens after death. Tonight's story is not just any ghost story. It's about someone who sees spirits. Not just once, but over and over again, beginning from childhood. Imagine being 8 years old and seeing your dead aunt cradling your baby brother. Would you tell anyone, or keep it a secret, afraid they'd think you were making it up? And what if, as you grew older, those glimpses didn't stop, but became more frequent, more intense, and more terrifying? That's what happened to the storyteller in The Ghost on Dimasalang Street. She describes her life as a series of ghostly encounters, most of them harmless, fleeting, until the night she met an apparition so powerful, so angry, and so beautiful, it changed her forever. In a house that was supposed to be new, clean, and safe, the past found its way in. I won't give away all the twists just yet, but let me ask you, do you believe that spirits can attach themselves to places, or even to people? Have you ever felt something watching you when you were sure you were alone? Tonight, as we walk through the chilling events on Dimasalang Street, I invite you to open your mind. Sometimes, the most frightening stories are the ones that could happen to anyone. Throughout this episode, we'll journey through the haunted streets of Baclaran, explore the rich cultural tapestry that makes Filipino ghost stories so unique, and reflect on what it means to share our world with the unseen. I'll share my own thoughts and reactions, and together, we'll try to unravel the mystery at the heart of this haunting. So, turn off the lights, settle in, and keep your rosary close, just in case. I am Mark, and you are listening to True Philippine Ghost Stories Podcast. Are you ready to cross the line between the living and the dead? Let's rewind to where it all began. Our narrator, who I've called Jerry for tonight, has always carried the weight of seeing what others can't. Unlike most of us, who might only experience the supernatural through urban legends or the stories our Lolas tell us, Jerry lives it. She's logical, stable, and not one to chase after ghostly hype. But the veil between her world and the world of spirits is paper thin. Jerry's first brush with the paranormal wasn't in some old creaky house, but in the comfort of her own home. She was just 8 years old the night her dead aunt appeared, gently cradling her baby brother. Imagine being so young, barely old enough to understand death, and seeing someone who should have been gone forever right there like nothing had changed. That moment planted a seed of doubt, fear, and curiosity. A seed that would grow with every new encounter. She kept it to herself, as most children would. After all, what adult would believe a story like that? It's easy to dismiss the words of a child, especially when they challenge our sense of reality. And yet, Jerry wasn't alone in her experience. Another cousin claimed to have seen the same aunt, suggesting that maybe, just maybe, the dead really do reach out to those they love. But Jerry's encounters didn't stop there. As she grew older, the spirits became a normal part of her life, almost like background noise. She'd catch glimpses of them on the street, walking by as if they were just passing through. They never harmed her, never acknowledged her. They were just there, fleeting images, half real, half imagined, the kind that make you question your own eyes. I find that part of her story so relatable. How many times have we brushed off a strange shadow, a cold spot, or a whisper in the dark? We tell ourselves it's nothing, that there must be a logical explanation. But maybe, sometimes, it's more than that. Now, let's jump forward to the night that changed everything for Jerry. Her family had just moved into a newly constructed house on Dimasalan Street in Baclaran. The place was fresh, inviting, and untainted by tragedy. Or so they thought. The walls were a cheerful green, the gate a calming blue. It was the kind of house you'd expect to be filled with laughter, not fear. The supernatural doesn't care about fresh paint or new tiles. Sometimes it finds its way in, no matter how hard we try to keep it out. One humid night, after coming home late, Jerry decided to take a bath to shake off the day's heat. She thought about opening the windows, but changed her mind at the last minute. Maybe it was intuition, maybe just habit. She got into bed with a book, Cormac McCarthy's All My Pretty Horses, and let the words lull her to sleep. But sleep didn't last long. Something cold and unnatural crept into the room, sending goosebumps prickling across her skin. Even before she opened her eyes, she knew she wasn't alone. That sense. The one you get when you feel a presence, even though you can't see it, filled the air. She forced herself to look, squinting through the darkness until her eyes adjusted, and there, at the foot of her bed, was the shadowy outline of a woman. Not her mother, not anyone she knew, not even human she instinctively knew. What would you do in that moment? Scream? Run? Pray? For Jerry, fear and curiosity battled inside her. She closed her eyes, whispering a silent prayer, hoping the presence would leave. But the feeling of being watched never faded. It's worth pausing here to think about the cultural significance of these moments. In the Philippines, encounters with spirits aren't just scary. They're almost expected. Every family seems to have a story about a dead relative making one last visit, or a white lady haunting the street corner. It's woven into the fabric of our lives. But for Jerry, this wasn't just a story, it was her reality. The days after that encounter were tense. Jerry tried to brush off the memory to convince herself it had just been a dream, but the house on Dimasalang Street had other plans. One night, Jerry was half awake, checking on her father downstairs when she heard voices coming from the garden. Not the friendly chatter of neighbors, but eerie, disembodied whispers. They were talking about her dad, discussing whether or not it was time to fetch him. The voices, calm, matter-of-fact, almost businesslike, sent a chill down her spine. She couldn't see anyone outside, but the fear was real. She ran to her father, hugging him tight and shouting at the unseen visitors, "No, you can't take my daddy. We love him too much." Her dad woke up, confused and startled, thinking she'd had a nightmare. The whispers faded, but the sense of danger lingered. Jerry's family gathered in the living room, shaken by her story. They wondered who or what the voices belonged to. Her brother suggested they might be demons, while Jerry took comfort in the idea that a guardian was protecting her dad. It wasn't until later that she realized the guardian was the rosary she'd given him, a symbol of faith, protection, and hope in the face of darkness. The nights afterward, the whole family slept together in the living room, clinging to each other and their faith. The experience left them rattled, but also brought them closer. Jerry remembered something her grandmother once said. When a person is near death, spirits come to fetch their soul. Sometimes they're loving relatives. Other times, there's something much darker. Manunundo. Spirits who wait to snatch souls away. Could those voices have been the Grim Reaper, waiting for her father's spirit, or was it just the product of a tired, frightened mind? As we move into the heart of this story, I invite you to keep an open mind. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, stories like Gary's remind us of the power of fear, love, and faith. They challenge us to look beyond what we see and listen to the whispers in the dark. Once again, tonight's story comes from True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 2, pages 9 to 15, a collection that captures the unique blend of tradition, belief, and the unexplained that defines Filipino supernatural tales. Every ghost story is, in a way, a mystery. It's not just about what happened, but about why it happened and what it means for those who experienced it. Jerry's story's no different. After the chilling encounters on Dimasalong Street, life didn't simply return to normal. The experience left its mark, not just on her, but on her entire family. Let's dig deeper into the events that followed and what they reveal about Filipino beliefs and the thin line between our world and the next. In the days and weeks after the apparition appeared at the foot of her bed, Jerry found herself on edge. Shadows seemed to move where they shouldn't. Strange noises echoed through the halls at night. The once cheerful house now felt heavy, as if it carried a secret no one wanted to speak aloud. Her family tried to reassure each other. They prayed more often, kept religious objects nearby, and avoided talking about what had happened, but the fear was always there, just beneath the surface. One night, as Gary drifted between sleep and wakefulness, she found herself drawn downstairs by a sense of unease. Her father was sleeping on the sofa, and the house was silent, except for the whispers coming from the garden. This time, the voices were clearer. They weren't just talking about her father, they were planning, debating whether or not it was time to fetch him. The idea that spirits gather around those who are near death isn't unique to the Philippines, but it takes on a special significance here. In Filipino culture, death is both feared and respected. We hold wakes that last for days, offer prayers for the souls of the departed, and tell stories about loved ones returning for one last visit. The belief in Manunundo, spirits who come to take the souls of the dying, is a powerful one. Some say their former relatives come to guide the soul to the afterlife. Others believe they're darker entities, waiting to snatch souls away. These beliefs reflect a deep respect for the unknown. They remind us that no matter how much we try to control our lives, some things are simply beyond our understanding. Jerry's reaction was pure, instinctive love. She ran to her father, hugged him tightly, and shouted at the unseen visitors.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Refusing to let them take him away. It's a moment that speaks to the strength of family bonds and the power of faith. When faced with the unknown, we cling to what we love. The voices faded, but the danger felt real. Jerry's family rallied around her father, sleeping together in the living room for comfort and protection. They believed the Bante mentioned by the voices was a guardian spirit, but Jerry later realized it was the rosary she'd given her dad, a symbol of faith and a powerful protective charm in Filipino culture. This detail is especially meaningful. In many Filipino homes, religious objects aren't just decorations, they're shields against evil. Rosaries, crucifixes, and holy water are believed to protect against spirits and bad luck. It's a tradition rooted in centuries of Catholic influence, blended with older indigenous beliefs. I find it fascinating how these beliefs persist, even in our modern tech-driven world. Despite advances in science and medicine, the supernatural is never far from our minds. We still tell ghost stories, hang garlic to ward off aswang, and pray for protection during storms. Let's take a quick detour into some historical trivia. The idea of spirits fetching souls isn't unique to the Philippines. In ancient Greece, the god Hermes was believed to guide souls to the underworld. In Japan, Shinigami are spirits tasked with escorting souls. And in many Western cultures, the Grim Reaper plays a similar role. But the Filipino version is unique, blending Catholic and indigenous beliefs. The Manunundo are sometimes seen as neutral, simply doing their job. Other times they're depicted as malevolent, trying to snatch souls before they can find peace. Jerry's family, like many Filipino families, turned to faith for protection. They prayed, kept the rosary close, and relied on each other for strength. It's a reminder that in the face of fear, we find comfort in tradition, family, and faith. As the days passed, the house on Dimasaleng Street slowly returned to normal. The spirits seemed to lose interest, or perhaps the family's prayers drove them away. But the memory of those nights lingered, a constant reminder that the boundary between worlds is sometimes thinner than we think. For Jerry, the experience was life-changing. It confirmed what she'd always suspected, that she was different, able to see and hear things others couldn't. It was both a gift and a burden, one that she carried with her into adulthood. But the story doesn't end there. Jerry's encounters with the supernatural continued, each one shaping her understanding of life, death, and the mysteries that lie between. As we reflect on her story, it's worth asking, what would you do if you found yourself in Jerry's place? Would you believe what you saw, or try to explain it away? Would you turn to faith, science, or something else entirely? Or, for a while at least, let's return to faith and, or, something else entirely. These are the questions at the heart of the ghost on Dimasaleng Street. They remind us that no matter how much we think we know, there's always more to the story. Now, let's step back and analyze what makes the ghost on Dimasaleng Street such a powerful and memorable ghost story. What techniques does Garolyn Cades use to draw us in? And how does the story reflect the unique cultural landscape of the Philippines? First, let's talk about narrative technique. The story is told in the first person, which immediately creates a sense of intimacy and authenticity. We're not just hearing about a ghost story, we're experiencing it through Jerry's eyes. This perspective makes every detail more vivid, every emotion more real. Innes also uses sensory language to build suspense. The humid air, the cold that wakes Jerry in the middle of the night, the sound of whispers in the garden. All these details make the story come alive. We can feel the fear, confusion, and curiosity that drive Jerry's actions. The pacing is deliberate, allowing the tension to build slowly. We're given glimpses of the supernatural, never quite enough to fully understand what's happening. This creates a sense of mystery, keeping us engaged and eager to see what happens next. One of the most effective elements is the blending of ordinary and extraordinary. The house on Dimmesalang Street is new, clean, and normal, at least on the surface. But beneath that veneer lies something ancient and unexplained. This contrast heightens the sense of unease, reminding us that the supernatural can touch anyone, anywhere. Let's dive into the cultural context. Filipino ghost stories are rooted in a unique blend of indigenous beliefs and Catholic traditions. The idea of spirits lingering in the world of the living is a common theme, as is the belief in protective charms like rosaries and religious icons. Death is treated with a mix of reverence and fear. Wakes, or lame, are social events as much as they are spiritual ones, providing a space for family and friends to honor the dead and protect the living from restless spirits. The belief in manunundo, spirits who fetch the souls of the dying, reflects this duality. They're both guides and threats, depending on the circumstances. Psychologically, the story taps into universal fears. The fear of losing a loved one, the fear of the unknown, and the fear of being powerless in the face of something we can't understand. Jerry's reaction to the voices in the garden is a perfect example. Her instinct is to protect her father, to fight back against the unseen forces threatening him. It's a moment of pure, primal love that anyone can relate to. Comparing this story to similar tales from other cultures, we see common themes. In Western folklore, the Grim Reaper is a symbol of death, often depicted as a skeletal figure with a scythe. In Japanese mythology, the Shinigami are spirits tasked with escorting souls to the afterlife. But the Filipino version is uniquely personal, blending fear with hope and faith. The story's effectiveness lies in its ability to balance fear and comfort. The supernatural elements are genuinely unsettling, but they're countered by the strength of family and the power of faith. The rosary, in particular, serves as a symbol of protection, a small tangible object that holds great meaning in the face of the unknown. For me, the most memorable moment is when Jerry stands up to the voices in the garden, refusing to let them take her father. It's a moment of courage and love, made all the more powerful by the vulnerability of the situation. It's a reminder that even in the darkest moments, we have the power to fight back. The story also raises important questions about mental health and the stigma surrounding supernatural experiences. Jerry is quick to point out that she's not mentally challenged, a phrase that reflects the skepticism and doubt often faced by those who claim to see spirits. In many cultures, such experiences are dismissed or pathologized, but in the Philippines, they're often accepted as part of the natural order. That said, the story doesn't shy away from the fear and confusion that come with these encounters. Jerry is both curious and afraid, eager to understand what's happening, but also desperate for it to end. This emotional complexity adds depth to the narrative, making it more than just a simple ghost story. In terms of storytelling, Cadiz excels at creating atmosphere. The descriptions of the house, the night air, and the cold presence in the room are all masterfully done. The use of dialogue, especially the whispers in the garden, adds to the sense of immediacy and danger. The story structure is also worth noting. It begins with a personal anecdote, expands into a family crisis, and concludes with a reflection on the nature of death and the afterlife. This arc gives the story a sense of completeness, while also leaving room for mystery and interpretation. Overall, The Ghost on Dimmesalang Street is a standout example of Filipino horror, blending personal experience with cultural tradition to create a story that's both terrifying and deeply human. Before we wrap up tonight's episode, let's take a moment to rate The Ghost on Demas Allen Street and reflect on what makes it such a compelling entry in the True Philippine Ghost Stories series. On a scale of 1 to 5 stars, I'd give this story a solid 4.5 stars out of 5. Here's why. Strides, atmosphere. The story excels at building suspense and creating a vivid sense of place. The descriptions of the house, the humid night air, and the cold presence in the room are all deeply immersive. Cultural depth. It draws on rich Filipino beliefs and traditions, making the supernatural elements feel both familiar and fresh. Emotional resonance of the central conflict. Giri's desperate attempt to protect her father from the forces in the garden is relatable and powerful. It's a moment that sticks with you long after the story ends. Areas for improvement. Pacing. Some parts of the story feel a bit slow, especially in the beginning. A little more action or tension early on could help hook readers even more. Resolution. The ending leaves some questions unanswered, which adds to the mystery but might frustrate listeners who prefer clear conclusions. Character depth. While Jerry's perspective is clear, the other family members could have been developed further, adding more layers to the family dynamic. Despite these minor critiques, The Ghost on Demas Allen Street stands out as a modern classic of Filipino horror. It manages to be both deeply personal and universally relatable, tapping into our shared fears and hopes. Listener engagement. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you ever experienced something you couldn't explain? Do you believe in guardian spirits, or do you think there's always a logical explanation? Share your stories with us on our socials or by email. Your experiences might just be featured in a future episode. Summary of story lessons. This story teaches us that courage comes in many forms. Sometimes it's standing up to the unknown, fueled by love and faith. Sometimes it's having the strength to tell your story, even when others might not believe you. And above all, it reminds us that the boundaries between our world and the next are never as solid as we think. Reflective closing question. As you turn off your lights tonight and settle into bed, ask yourself, what would you do if you heard whispers in the darkness, calling out for someone you love? Would you fight back or hide in fear? And what do you believe lies just beyond the world we see? Before I sign off, let me give you a sneak peek at our next episode, Bloodstains in the Comfort Room, written by Judy May Geronimo. In this chilling tale, we'll follow a group of late-night office workers in Manila as they confront the ghostly presence haunting their building's bathroom. Faucets turn on by themselves, blood appears on mirrors, and no one dares use the comfort room alone. What is the story behind the restless spirit? Tune in next time to find out. I'm Mark, and this has been the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Thank you for joining me tonight as we explored the haunted house on Demas Allen Street. Remember, the world is full of mysteries, some waiting to be solved, others better left alone. Till next time, keep your eyes open, keep your faith strong, and never be afraid to share your story. Good night, and see you in the next episode.